This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden yesterday formally introduced the woman he's chosen to be his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris said she is ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic women before me.
President Trump called Biden's choice an unusual pick, saying that there was nobody more insulting to Biden than Harris during the Democratic primary race. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says in a statement that Democrats have no interest in negotiating a coronavirus relief package. He released the statement after talking to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi says it's the White House that's not budging. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The New York Yankees are making a deal with TikTok. The ball club and its Yes Network making the move despite President Trump's threats to shut down the popular social media app in the U.S. over national security concerns. TikTok will pay $10 million for sponsorship rights, including signs at Yankee Stadium. A black militia group says it plans to skip a protest this weekend planned by right-wing extremist groups at Georgia's Stone Mountain Park. The leader of the NFAC says that the organization does not want to interfere with the group's constitutional rights to protest at the event that's planned for this Saturday. The NFAC had shown up at the park on July 4th for a march that was peaceful. Neo-Confederate and white supremacist organizers are intending to hold their rally this Saturday, although local governments say they don't have a permit. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break. Another recall is expanding, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including saddling up salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also salsa verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, she's got, what seems to be a very simple name, but it's probably one of the most mispronounced names, and we're still left in mystery. But the associate research scholar and lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University, Dr. Lauren Wright, joins us right now, and I'm sure she will straighten out all the confusion and the mystery behind the correct pronunciation of the vice presidential pick for the Democratic Party. Dr. Lauren Wright, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just thought on a lighter side, we kind of square away this big mystery. I mean, ever since she came on the scene, it's either Kamala, even Joe Biden supposedly mispronounced her name. I don't know. What is the proper pronunciation?
Well, I thought it was Kamala, but, you know, I do have this California accent, unfortunately, that comes out sometimes, and I worked for someone for years named Kamala, and so I have to try my hardest not to make that mistake either. Obviously, everyone wants to be respectful. So I thought it was Kamala, but I'm, you know, of course, have to follow the vice presidential nominee's guidance on her own name. We should learn it.
So how does she say her name, please? Because I have not really, and maybe we all need a tutorial, because obviously she's top of mind, a lot of people talking about her this morning. So with due respect, I mean, I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly. I wouldn't want to say it any way than other than it is pronounced. I know I am often times referred to as Martinez, which, you know, used to grate my mother to no end. But, you know, hey, that's just, it happens until people understand the correct way. So I'm sensitive to that. So is it Kamala Harris?
Kamala is what I think it is.
Or Kamala. I mean, you see, we have Kamala, we have Kamala, we have...
Yesterday, it's hard because people don't say their names, their own names that often.
Yeah, unless you're a radio host, then you say your name all the time. I really no insult on it, but some people are trying to make it seem like, you know, it's just that, honestly, we just don't know. And I thought, well, I'd ask that question up front. And you go with Kamala.
I do.
Okay.
That's what I heard Joe Biden say yesterday. Yesterday she said Mamala, which is how she heard stepkids refer to her, which was really a cute moment.
Yes.
So that's
right.
That's all the information we got from her speech, but I'm sure that I know that that we'll all figure it out.
Of all the things we have to talk about, we stump. But it's funny how little things like that will stump people. And you know, in teaching and in learning, if you get stuck on something for some reason, you can't seem, you know, it gets in the way of progressing, right?
Sure, and I mean, I do. I mean, I make an extra effort whenever I meet someone to say their name correctly, and I like to be corrected. So it's the same in this instance. If I hear that I'm saying it wrong or I slip up, I hope someone corrects me.
Right. Well, I'm with you on that, so I appreciate your heart. Maybe that's why we get along so well. Let's talk about why Biden had to choose Kamala Harris.
Well, she's caused quite a stir, and it's been mostly positive so far. It signaled to me that he really cared about someone who is quick on their feet, politically adept, has been on the national campaign stage. And so he didn't go with someone, for instance, like Susan Rice, who he had worked with in the Obama White House on national security and foreign policy. He wanted someone who he didn't have to worry could handle the political heat. And so I think that was a priority for him. I think from my own research into the 2020 Democratic primary, not as many people know that much about her as we would expect, as we're all political junkies watching this unfold. So I think people will get to know her now. Yes, she ran for president. Maybe she has a higher profile than some other politicians, but at least when I measured it, nowhere near the name recognition of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. But now people will get to know her, and so it's really this moment that's the most important in defining her. And I thought she did a really good job of talking about her background yesterday and her experiences. So it's positive so far, but I think as the campaign goes on, that sort of excitement might wear off. Maybe it won't, but we will see things get, I think, closer and more complicated as the race goes on. And we'll see, I guess, what the Trump campaign decides to do as far as what their line of attack is against her and Joe Biden.
Well, it seems the wagons, so to speak, have been circled around her a bit. Because, hey, first of all, she's a woman. And, the Trump campaign has to be careful in how they treat her, because this could have ill effect with other women. And of course, you always get the advantage of a liberal woman versus a conservative woman. And so you get that, those rules of play. But going back to the choices, I think Rice was problematic, and maybe Biden and the Democratic Party felt that Rice would better serve the party by being outside as opposed to being front and center as a VP candidate, because of all, everybody, if you've been in politics at all, I think everybody has baggage, right? It's just how much you can deal with. And Susan Rice still has a credibility problem, because she went in and took a bullet for the team with Benghazi, other issues, what happened in the final days of the administration, the Obama administration, her infamous memo, the CYA memo that is kind of haunting and kind of looms over. So maybe that, that was problematic. I think that in some researchers' minds and in some evidence, particularly when it relates to Black America, that Elizabeth Warren did a little bit better than Harris.
Well, I've heard that argument that the campaign was worried about Rice being sort of cross-examined on Benghazi again. But you're right. I think every single person, if you've been in politics long enough, every single person on his shortlist had strengths and weaknesses. And certainly Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on some issues before, and I'm sure that will be something that she has to answer for. But I think with the Trump campaign sort of wobbling and not knowing quite what to say and not having a consistent message about her, that's a better position for the Biden campaign to be in than I think they might have even expected.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be long term. I think they'll figure this out as to how, they need to approach this, like you say, with some sensitivity as well, because you don't want to get too hyperbolic, and you don't want to, start broad brushing, some of this stuff and get into the political rhetoric. That's the stuff that makes me cringe. I don't know about you, but I just, bring on the debate. Let's have a reasonable debate. Let's talk about policies. And there's plenty of policy differences to discuss here between the two teams, is there not?
There is. especially in this year when we're dealing with, you know, a worldwide health crisis and an economic recession, I think people particularly are interested in issues that affect them day to day. I don't think people have an appetite right now for the back and forth and the personal swipe. So I hope, you know, the president and the Biden camp will keep those.
Wouldn't that be nice? More from Dr. Wright after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, I know I am, but so are you. I mean, is this what we're going to hear more of as this this campaign gets underway? I mean, Dr. Lauren Wright and I were just discussing off air, and I'll let you in on this conversation, is that, question, you know, properly, according to Rasmussen, about a third of the electorate believes that Joe Biden is in some early stage of of dementia. There's also people will counter and say, well, so is Donald Trump. I don't know. But I mean, so is Donald Trump in terms of some of the statements that he makes. And the way I look at it sometimes, and you've heard me say this, is I think it's a muse for Donald Trump. I think sometimes he's just baiting, the media just to make fun of them, to get back at them, because 90% of what they report on him is so negative. And the other thing, too, recently that was a bit concerning, and I don't know if you caught this, Lauren, but Donald Trump said that we might see less of him, that he is, his connection or his desire to be amongst the people might be limited. And I thought that that was a bit concerning, because I already know, and a lot of people are not aware of this, but there's been several attempts, several assassination attempts on Donald Trump already. And I don't know if Secret Service is saying, look, you need to hunker down here. We need to keep an eye, not necessarily put you in a bunker, as Joe Biden, but we need to keep an eye on you because there's lots of threats. Are you hearing anything like that?
Well, I did. I mean, the only thing I saw the other day was the gunshots at the White House, and that was sort of a scary moment. And I think that scares everybody when those sort of things happen. Luckily, since nobody is really out on the trail in these uncontrolled environments, it's probably a better situation for the Secret Service that Trump is at the White House or at any number of these places where he repeatedly goes, and they can control security a little bit better. So, but it, of course, it's a scary possibility for both candidates.
Well, especially in light of what's going on in the streets. I mean, Portland, 70-plus nights. Somehow, there's a narrative, an acceptable narrative. Some are saying, well, it's reparations, that's why we burned down these buildings and these, Miracle Mile in Chicago. I mean, this is out of hand. And if something is not done soon and very soon, I mean, the kind of psychological damage that's being perpetrated on America right now, I think we're going to end up paying some price for this, and not only now, but down the road even more so, because it seems to give some sort of acquiescence or endorsement for this kind of behavior.
Well, I don't think when anyone sees destruction, that makes them happy. I mean, maybe a very slim, extreme group of people thinks that's justified, but the majority of Americans are really concerned when they see those types of things, and that's not okay with them. And something that's happening in New York right now, close to where I am, that's really concerning is, the tax base, about less than 500,000, but almost that number of the wealthiest New Yorkers have left, and they go to their second homes, and the city doesn't have people there that are paying the taxes that go to public services. And so it's really a bad situation. And I don't think that, Democrats' argument, well, Bill de Blasio, and I know no one likes Bill de Blasio, but when his argument is basically trying to shame people into coming back, I don't think that's going to work. They need a better plan than that to rebuild cities. And I think it's unfortunate when local law enforcement can't control the situation and mayors can't control the situation, because that's their job. It's the job of the local government to keep people in the city safe.
Well, you can't neuter law enforcement and expect them to do their job. I mean, that's ridiculous. And you've got the yin and yang between Blasio and Cuomo. Cuomo's offering to make dinner, buy you a drink, and then Blasio, coming in with it's just like, look at, if the city's safe and it's welcoming again, people will be there. I have a friend in real estate. He tells me over 10,000 apartments are empty right now in New York. The lights are out on Broadway, which makes me sad. I love the theater, and I love going to New York during Christmas. But now, I mean, this could be a couple of years before we go back. And, everyday people, Main Street America is going, I see people getting knifed and, shot in New York. I mean, it's scary for them, and they're going, nah, I don't think so. We're going to find some other place. We'll just do staycations. We're not going to New York this year.
Right. I mean, it is a really, really scary and concerning situation for everyone that loves the city so much. But I mean, just to go back to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden for a second, I thought it was interesting in their speech yesterday. I didn't hear really anything about police reform, certainly not
exactly.
Fund the police. I think
especially from her with her law enforcement background, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, but I was just reinforcing. I said, especially from her with her law enforcement background.
Right, and I wouldn't actually be surprised if we saw the strategy change a little bit into kind of leaning into her background as a tough prosecutor, and she's going to say, I'm bringing the case to Donald Trump, and he's a criminal, and let me tell you why, and that actually might be something that could change in the general election. But I certainly didn't see, greedy corporations as a message. I didn't see, tax the wealthy. I didn't see defund the police. I didn't see any of that. I did not see a lot of hints of the progressive agenda in their comments.
Yeah, and it's hard to square up when they talk about job creation when they're very policies under Obama, and this is, arguably, it's an extension of the Obama policy and Obama-Biden administration. They didn't do well in job creation overall. I mean, right now, even in the midst of this pandemic, where we've got, 7-8 million more jobs than people to fill right now, and it looked impressive yesterday during the press conference that the president was giving economically. I mean, we saw a lot of dramatic upticks and markers in the economy, and the reason for that is because of the model and the system that is in place, which is the very thing that will be destroyed by the Democrats with this progressive agenda. I mean, you cannot kill energy to the level that they want to do. I mean, it's not even offering any kind of middle ground. It's just like, hey, we're all in, and we're looking at $30 trillion with this new Green Deal, just from from the get go. And it's like, wait a minute, we're trying to recover right now. We've had a robust economy. People are back to work. Lowest unemployment markers just about ever. And you want to create jobs and you want to do this great economy, but what you're giving us is the very same thing that we experienced that failed under Obama Biden.
Well, I probably agree with you on some of the economic and tax issues. I mean, I remember when President Obama extended the Bush tax cuts in 2010 to 2012 because he didn't want to raise taxes in a recession, and that was the explicit message that he sent.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I think it's a really tough sell for the Trump campaign to say, I'm better on the economy when all of this is happening and 20 million people don't have jobs. I mean, I think a lot of people probably wish they were in the Obama economy, even if the growth was slow. People just want a stable situation. So for the campaign to say, look around, this is what America is going to look like under liberal leadership, it's sort of like, no, Mr. President, you're the leader. Why do things look the way they do?
Mm-hmm.
You've had 4 years. I think that's just an easier message for Democrats to send than Republicans.
Yeah, but you've got to consider that we're dealing with a pandemic, and up until that pandemic, Democrats were on their heels when it came to the economy. They knew they were in serious trouble, and China gave them a big gift by giving us COVID-19.
Well, the president could have dealt better with it, and I'm sure we could talk about that for hours, but
okay.
I do think there was a lack of leadership there.
Well, I owe you a drink already because you said that you and I partially agree on one thing, so I probably owe you for that. So maybe over a drink we can get into an extended conversation on the policies and how the president handled dealing with COVID-19, and even compare what happened with Biden-Obama and how they dealt with a pandemic of their own. Dr. Lauren Wright, our guest, always an honor and a privilege. We appreciate the time, Lauren.
This
take
is
care.
Sponsored by Wells Fargo. More than 37 million people, including more than 11 million children, lived in a food insecure household in the U.S. Then a pandemic hit. Now, more than 54 million people may face hunger. Since the coronavirus began, food banks have seen surges in demand, declines in food donations, and fewer volunteers. Casey Marsh is the Chief Development Officer at Feeding America.
Our network of food banks distributed 20% more food in March compared to average months. This is the perfect storm, and we need your help now more than ever. We estimate that 18 million children this year may not know where their next meal is coming from as a result of the pandemic.
Wells Fargo is teaming up with Feeding America to transform key locations into drive-up food banks throughout the summer. Find a location to help near you, wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden yesterday formally introduced the woman he's chosen to be his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris said she is ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic women before me.
President Trump called Biden's choice an unusual pick, saying that there was nobody more insulting to Biden than Harris during the Democratic primary race. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says in a statement that Democrats have no interest in negotiating a coronavirus relief package. He released the statement after talking to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi says it's the White House that's not budging. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Maybe that's it. We just haven't seen it yet, okay? Do not lose hope in doing well, ladies and gentlemen. As was told to one President Abraham Lincoln, this too shall pass. Bill Koenig joins us now. He's the White House correspondent, founder, proprietor of Koenig International News, and an old dear friend. But he still looks very young, I got to tell you. So it's good to have him back with us. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Good, Bill. Great to hear from you.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. Best regards to your lovely wife, Claudia. I just so immensely appreciate your wife's heart of prayer, her love for God. She is just such a passionate example of, you know, of a godly woman. You are a blessed man.
Well, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate, you know, Claudia's main love and life is Jesus, and she's constantly sharing the gospel with people. She has a website, by the way, soulsavior.org.
Oh, wow.
That's the King James Version with the U, so soulsavior.org. And, you know, Bill, that's prayer and sharing Jesus. That's what makes Claudia's week go well, and she's constantly leading people to Christ, which is our love.
Well, and I know right now many like her say, look, we got to get Jesus in the middle of this problem that we've got,
that's
this
right.
pandemic,
that's
you know, all that's happening in our society. We have really lost sight of, you know, our original mission and marching orders. You know, as former President Ronald Reagan said, that a nation that forgets it is under God will be a nation gone under. And we are right at that precipice right now. And I understand what I'm saying, that there's a number of people, because of this modernistic woke society in which we live in, what I'm saying may irritate them. And that's a, That's okay. If it irritates you, hopefully it irritates you for good, to the point that you ask the critical question and pursue the answer yourself. Because whether it's Bill Koenig or Claudia, myself, a number, you know, so many of us experience, and I mean personal experience with God, brings us to this understanding and this conviction that America has lost its moral compass, and this is the problem. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Joe Biden's mental, you know, acuity or lack of, the new vice presidential pick. And it's not even the China virus. Everything hinges on our relationship with God. You cannot turn your back on God and expect to continue to be blessed by God.
Without a doubt, and that's exactly what's happened in our country, Bill. This whole pandemic is so unusual. We've never had anything that affects every man, woman, and child in America, which this is. But this is so extraordinary. And you say, okay, God, what are you doing in this? And one of the big things here, Bill, is the fact that, the good news is that Christians are getting deeper and stronger and more committed to their faith. They're taking this time to really grow in their faith. And also, many people are giving their lives to Jesus. Through our church and other churches, we're hearing an incredible amount of people surrendering their lives to Jesus because of what they're going through, because of the times we're going through. And then biblical, we're living in, this is judgment. I mean, you look at how it's disrupted every area of our life. Look at the areas that have been the most disrupted. These are the areas that don't please the Lord. So it reigns in the just and the unjust. And, Bill, we're all trying to strive and grow in our faith, at the same time share the good news that lead people to Christ. So it's an extraordinary time, difficult time, but at the same time a very opportune time.
Well, there are clear signs here, Bill, to your point. And that people with spiritual eyes and spiritual understanding, this makes sense. For others, it's problematic. They don't see it. But it is up to Jesus Christ's church and the people, the followers of his church, that he himself established such an organization that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And it seems like Pastor John MacArthur, I don't know if you heard, he spoke out a couple of weeks ago, but this past weekend, I don't know if he got his utilities cut off there at Grace Community Church in L.A. or not, because the mayor of Los Angeles has ordered his people, the Department of Water and Power, that if there were too many people meeting in an area, that they were authorized to cut off power and water to said facilities. And at Grace Community Church this past Sunday, over 7,000 people attended. And I got to tell you, there were a lot of people of faith saying, look, that's our First Amendment right. It is about time. We've rendered to Caesar that which is Caesar, but we also need to render to God that which is God's.
Yeah, absolutely. He and Jack Hibbs and others have really taken a strong stand out on the West Coast. They have stood up against this incredible effort by the governor to keep people out of church, not to be able to sing at church. I mean, who ever thought we'd ever hear of something such as this? One note here, Bill. I've thought about this over the year. People take things for granted. They have the attitude is, oh, everything's going to work out. It always does. And many times it always has because of God's mercy. But we're at a time right now where it's not working out the way they expected. When everybody in our country is affected one way or the other, God's going to use this for his good to bring people to Christ. This attitude that it's going to work out is not acknowledging the one that has allowed that to be like that in our lives. So, boy, what a great time for pastors. What a great time for them to take a stand. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing the appropriate social distancing. They are taking this serious. They're not being negligent, Bill, as you know. And I just commend the courageous pastors that we have.
Well, in history past, and I'm talking about America's history, has not the answer come through godly people?
Oh, yes.
I mean, really think about that. I mean, to your point, we had a conversation with our mutual friend, Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, He's just released his follow-up to The Harbinger. Yeah. It's called Harbinger 2. And, you know, your earlier point, you said that this disease is attacking, you know, young and old alike. He stated that actually it's more targeted toward the old, which, you know, when you look at the numbers, comparatively, young not so, that he sees this as a kind of an answer back because of abortion. Since 1973, we have attacked the young, and that this judgment is on the older generation because of what we've done to the unborn. I thought it was quite provocative and insightful. Yes. On his part. The alliterative 19, how that comes up recurrently, that, you know, it was 2001 in 9/11, and then 19 years after that, at 2020, we have this pandemic. You know, we talked about being out in the desert. You know, I shared with him, I said, I feel like we're the, you know, children of Israel out in the desert going in circles. We just keep going in circles. And the reason they kept going in circles, because they hadn't learned the lesson. And to your point, right now, you know, people thinking, oh, well, this too will pass. We know we'll get beyond it. I think God wants us to make sure that we hear him as much as possible right now, and that there is a lesson to be learned. And that's why we're going in circles, and why we haven't, you know, found the answer. People think it's going to be the vaccine. You know, that's ridiculous, you know, because never has it been, you know, a vaccine has been the answer. We still don't have a vaccine for AIDS, for example, but life goes on. So, you know, it's just that we're being so put in such a state of fear that we've lost our minds over this bill. And that's what concerns me, is that we're going to make choices and decisions based on a lost mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, again, and I guess we needed to get into this bit of the conversation, because this is what happens between you and I, because we're, you know, very spiritually committed animals, and, you know, we want to talk about White House and political stuff and that sort of thing. And I hope for our audience that this is a blessing, that this really enlarges you and helps you critically think about what's going on, and forget about, you know, all the other outside stuff. This is a moment of self and self-evaluation and determination. It is moments and times that critical choices occur, and I believe that's where we are right now. And the choice is yours, ladies and gentlemen, and may you make a blessed and righteous choice. We've got more from Bill Koenig after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Bill Koenig, White House correspondent and founder, proprietor of Koenig International News, continues. Let me give you a little background. Bill and I go back a number of years. In fact, he was one of the first people to come on to my talk show in Los Angeles. And this is when God was calling me back to the microphone. I'd been away from the microphone like 25 years. Okay, I was a disc jockey in Southern California in Los Angeles for many years, retired. Then I started running radio stations, and a dear friend, mutual friend of ours, was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. Rich Bueller is his name. Some of you may be familiar with Rich. Anyway, when he was going through treatment, his wife called me up and said, Bill, can you cover Rich's show? And I did so for about 8 months. And it was a surprise to me because it was the last thing that I thought was on my radar to come back and get behind the microphone. But God had called me to do so. And along the way, he brought Bill and I together when I was exposed to his book, Eye to Eye, Facing the Consequences of Dividing Israel. And it literally blew my mind. It was another one of those chicken skin moments that I had similar to my exposure with Jonathan Cahn, because it was quite revelatory, and started to see that every time Israel's land was being divided and the U.S. was part of it, there was a consequence to be paid. I think, Bill, you and I added it up. It was probably close to $1 trillion of associated damage. I don't know, maybe a couple of dozen clear occurrences that take it out of the realm of, happenstance. I mean, there was a definite causal relationship between the United States' interference with, I say, God's foreign policy for Israel. And the United States, for whatever reason, all these presidents over the years don't get it, and they think they can interfere with God's foreign policy. And every time they do, we get the country and our people get our hands slapped, and for some reason, we're not getting the connection. Now, as Bill and I were talking off air, we were talking about, what happened with Donald Trump's proposed peace plan for Israel and the consequence. Bill, pick it up from there, if you would.
Yeah, we have, Billy, as you know, we've had no better president for Israel than President Trump. He's done more for Israel than all American presidents combined. Moving the embassy to Jerusalem, standing up against Iran, acknowledging the settlement communities are not illegal in Judea and Samaria, also standing up for the Golan Heights, Israel's right to Golan Heights, incredible. But what happened is his son-in-law, Kushner, was working on this peace plan for the last three-plus years. And on January 28th, they introduced the Trump Peace to Prosperity Plan. This is a plan that had a map. No other president had come out with a map. And this was a map that was going to establish new boundaries in Judea and Samaria. Israel was going to keep about 30% of the land, and they were going to hold 70 to 80% for the Palestinians over 4 years if they did certain obligations. But what's the matter here, Bill, is the Trump plan established boundaries over the boundaries of Judea and Samaria, the boundaries of Genesis 17:8. Right there. I mean,
they're totally in conflict with what Genesis boundaries had outlined. Yeah. By God.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Or 15:18, I'm sorry.
Yep.
So exactly. And here we have a president that's done so much for Israel, but when those lands, as Joel 3:2 speaks of, that land shall not be partitioned, there will be consequences to those people. And you're right, it's almost $1 trillion or 127 events that have happened when U.S. presidents have applied pressure on Israel to divide their covenant land. We've had enormous catastrophes, a perfect storm, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Harvey, and now the coronavirus because of the
Bill, all these Bill, just to interrupt him, I want people to make sure they catch this. When these events, these horrific, what you might call natural disasters have occurred, they happen, as you and John had documented, within, 24, 48 hours of an action by the United States against Israel.
That's exactly right. It's usually the same day or within 24 hours, up to 48 hours in a couple instances. And I also noticed, Bill, the greater the pressure on Israel to comply, the greater the corresponding catastrophe. It's like an atmospheric reaction. I mean, it's incredible. So 133 events now since the perfect storm was sending 30-foot waves into President Bush's house. As he's calling for Israel to give
Kenny
up the
Beckford,
land in Madrid in 1991.
Right.
Yeah, his
right.
Kenny Bunkport home. So, and then what happened after that, Bill, after the plan was delivered on February 24th, they started the mapping, the establishment of boundaries. Three members of the Trump team, three members of the Israel team, they started working on a new boundary map. And so I wrote a document. What was life like in America prior to January 28th? And what has it been like since January 28th? And it's distinctively two different worlds. What was changed? What pattern? What happened? Well, that Trump peace plan, well-meaning peace plan, was delivered, and life as we know it has changed dramatically.
Exactly. Why would Benjamin Netanyahu go along with this? I mean, maybe he's so grateful for all the other things that America has done. I mean, he has to understand this. You and I have talked about this before. I mean, does he really, I guess maybe the question is, does he really understand the compromise and what's being put out there? Or does he just think that maybe God's going to come in and save the day at the last minute?
Well, that's a good question, Bill, and he does. So there's two things here. The 30% of land that they're talking about is establishing or extending sovereignty, not annexation, because annexation you're obtaining it, illegally in many cases. No,
right.
This is extending sovereignty over 30% of Judea and Samaria, which is 132 Jewish communities. So he's thankful for that opportunity. So the rest of the raw land would be kind of set aside for a future Palestinian state. So in a lot of ways, he understands the biblical. But a lot of leaders in Israel have said also, well, I've had one even say, Bill, there's the biblical and then there's a practical, and we prefer to take the practical. Well,
wow.
The practical's not working, guys. But
yes.
The main thing is the reason he backed it is because he was going to be able to have extended sovereignty over those communities in Judea and Samaria.
Mm-hmm. And these communities are already established, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's probably 400,000 people. I mean, these are various. These are communities. They call them settlements, but these are actual communities of Judea and Samaria.
Well, the thing that we come back to is that Netanyahu and Israel seems to be negotiating with themselves, because the Palestinians have already made it clear it's no go. It's unacceptable. I mean, they did this back with Arafat, did they not? Where they pretty much declared that any negotiation with Israel was verboten, and that if anybody compromised even 1%, their entire family, their households would all be destroyed.
Absolutely. Arafat turned down extremely generous offers. And also Abbas turned down extremely generous offers from Olmert, Abbas, and from Ehud Barak, Arafat. I mean, he had almost everything he wanted. He had 90 to 95% of Judea and Samaria, but he wanted sovereignty over the holy sites in Jerusalem, and he never got the deal. And even then, when Olmert was in government, he offered Abbas even more. Mm-hmm. And Abbas didn't turn it down. And the Trump plan for the Palestinians is a lot less than what they'd hoped for. And they're being obstinate. And more than likely, they'll never fulfill this agreement. But again, it gets back to, in our letters, in our efforts, if President Trump, the land is not to be touched. There's only Israel has the right, according to the San Remo resolution, which is the law in the books, mm-hmm. for all of the land from the Mediterranean from the Jordan River west to the Mediterranean. And that's the law of the books.
Yes.
The UN got involved, Bill, in that aspect. But, you know, getting back to today, as we continue to pray and lobby that the Trump administration and also the Netanyahu administration will fully understand and also do what they can to back the San Remo resolution that's been on the books since 1922.
Exactly. It's not like they don't have a legal document to stand by. I mean, in addition to, oh, yeah, the one that made heaven and earth and created Israel to begin with, not only once but twice, right?
That's right. That's the agreement, Genesis 15:18. That is the agreement. That is the original boundaries. And, again, the San Remo was actually 1920. And it was approved by the League of Nations in 1922 by 51 countries. And then the UN came in and started doing their own resolutions, which they don't have any right to do it. So legally, there is an agreement that gives Israel all that land from the Jordan to the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even better, as you said, Bill, the Bible has its own boundaries.
Exactly. Yeah, it's God's foreign policy for Israel, and you cannot mess around with God's foreign policy. You think we'd learn by now. 127 events, I said a dozen. I mean, there were a dozen critical. Yeah, you add them up, and you sit there and you see that they occur within 24 hours in many cases of the United States interfering with God's foreign policy with Israel and trying to break up the land. And you would think that, you know, with past history, that we would learn from our mistakes and realize that, you cannot touch God's land.
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. Things have changed dramatically ever since the United States became energy efficient. You know, in the past, we went along with the process because we needed their oil. And things have dramatically changed over the last 4+ years since Trump's been in office. So we don't need that oil like we used to. So we have the right president to stand up against this. And that's what we pray for today, that President Trump does the right thing when it comes to the covenant land of Israel.
And he understands what God is showing, that he operates this presidency by revelation, as we know. Bill's new book, well, actually, it's been updated, Eye to Eye, and expanded, 577 pages. He did this a couple of years back. Bill, how can people be in touch and get their hands on your book, Eye to Eye? This is for people that are just hearing this for the first time. They need to get their hands on it.
Thank you, Bill. Through our website, watch.org, that's WATCH.org, or also it's on Amazon. So either one of those two locations, they can pick up Eye to Eye. So
attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes